Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, Tanner.
Hey. Have you ever seen Explorers as a kid?
Let's reel it in. So
I lost my notes.
I saw Explorers when I was a young lad.
All right.
Did you see Explorers when you were a young lad?
No, I never saw the Explorers until today.
Literally a couple hours ago.
Can we just, like, you know, get into the drinks first?
Yeah.
We have lemon juice. I don't know why.
Tanner said, can you pick up the drinks today? I'm like, you're not thirsty, are you? He said, I'm very thirsty. I said, okay, good. Let me grab some lemon.
Let me get
lemon,
something to quench your thirst.
100% lemon juice. And Tanner, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You gotta keep a straight face.
Oh, easy.
Our first sip,
Do I shake it? How do you do it?
Angel food cake? So we got Smoothie King before this, because Tanner's like, I need something to actually drink.
That's true.
And then he got angel food. I'm like, angel fruit?
That's the name of the flavor. At Smoothie King, strawberry banana. It's called Angel Food.
And I've heard Angel Food like thousands of times in my life. Because my dad's favorite cake is Angel Food cake.
Right. This
one
is not a cake.
It's just hitting me now like a car. Angel Food cake. It's such a dumb name. Angel Food cake. Food cake.
Why is this such an issue for you, bro?
I don't understand how I want my whole life.
What about key lime pie?
My favorite dessert of all time.
Okay,
back off.
Key lime? Why is there a key?
I think it's a kind of lime.
Key lime?
In the Keys?
Is there a key lime?
In the Keys?
Can you buy a key
Florida?
Lime? No, hold on. Can you buy a key lime?
I don't know.
I'm going to find out. Hold on.
Key lime.
I don't know how to open another tab on a Mac. I have a
doubt. We'll just say yes. That yes, there is a key lime pie.
All right. And it looks like this.
Tanner, I have to edit this.
I know. He has to edit this like tonight and tomorrow.
School starts.
Nice is on there to be nothing. Yeah. And it looks like this.
Stop doing nothing. That. Stop doing
no,
that.
No. Just put nothing.
I'll put something already.
Okay. Straight face?
Straight face.
Okay. I know you have to edit.
You have to take
but
the cap
do
off.
one at a time. How about you do your shot first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, let's do them at the same time.
No. I want you to go first so that way they can. It's like a competition.
After it's done, let us know in the comments below who you think won. I'm taking a hefty sip of this, dude.
Are you, like, squeezing it in your mouth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how you have to squeeze it. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Three.
Oh, my God.
You're making me laugh, but...
Ooh, there's a squint.
Done. Go, Tanner, go.
Did you drink all of it?
No, I drank probably a good fourth of it.
Here's me. I've never done this in my life. Cake. Mm. It was cake. It was angel food cake.
Angel food cake.
Well, okay, honestly, dude.
If you get thirsty at all.
Honestly, this is not bad. I was kind of expecting worse. I don't know what I was expecting, to be honest, but.
What? Wait. Why is your cap still on?
What do you mean, why is my cat just put it on?
Why is the cap of your drink still
on? Take it off, then. Jeez.
Did you take a sip?
I did. Hey, I'll do it again. Did you not see me squeeze the bottle? I squeezed the bottle. I'll do it again. I'll do it again, right?
We both just did it.
Yeah, we're fine.
Actually, that's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Why is your cap on? See what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No cap. Oh, I hated that.
Explorers, bro. Explorers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you some facts. Explorers was written by Joe Dante. Do you know what that name? Do you know who that is?
No.
He's the same guy who directed Gremlins.
Really?
Gremlins came out in 1984, and Explorers came out in 1985.
So he likes puppetry and the animal.
Yeah.
This isn't carbonated. Why am I burping, Tanner?
I don't know.
He likes
bro.
The puppets.
Yeah. But here's the thing, dude. He made Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
Big success.
Yeah.
For its time. So then he's like, oh, shoot, I got to make another one that's going to be just as big. And so that's when he decided to make Explorers. And
okay.
Problem is, Explorers didn't come. It was not as big as Gremlins. I'll get into that why later.
Interesting, because it's got our boy Ethan Hawke,
and
it's
Phoenix.
Got the late great River Phoenix.
Yep, yep.
And then the other kid.
That kid's Wikipedia has nothing.
I couldn't find anything else that he's in.
I don't think he's in anything else.
I liked him.
Yeah,
a lot in this movie.
He reminded me of like someone. Like another character I've seen in a different movie. Can't remember who.
I don't know, but I just know that
he's like a familiar character. But
when I was a kid, I wanted to be most like him.
Really?
Yeah. I thought he was the coolest guy ever.
I don't know, man. Ethan Hawke's role was a little annoying.
You thought he was annoying?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
All right, hold on. We'll get into this, but I'll give you the... Okay, so it was directed by Joe Dante.
Mm-hmm.
It's rated PG.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out in 1985. That's a great year for movies.
The year of
the 80s. That's mid-80s.
The year of the 80s, guys.
They even made a joke in this movie, too. It's like, it's 80s music. Did you catch that?
No.
He, like, put the...
Oh, when they were on the ship?
When they're on the ship, yeah. And he puts it on. He's
Dude,
like,
it's 80s
listen,
music.
Listen, it's 80s music. And hubba, it's just hubba. So funny that... hubba, hubba. It's just so funny that in the 80s, they called it 80s music. I think, like, I don't call it...
Oh, that's true.
Isn't that weird?
That's true.
You put it on, you'll go, listen, it's 2020 music.
Yeah.
No one does that.
Was it called 80s music in the 80s?
I guess. I don't know. I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
We should ask our parents about that. Well, your parents were born in the 90s, but.
No. What? No. I'm not 12. No, they were born in the 70s.
My mom was born in 64. My dad was born in 69.
They're old.
They're old. Okay.
They're old people.
Bro, I'm ready to get into this timer.
Yeah.
I have the key names in front of me.
All right. I locked the iPad out.
Told you.
But it's back now, so just put it.
Oh,
put
my
it
gosh.
In.
I'll literally tell. It's 2016. I say it every episode.
I was putting 1960.
It's just like a 10-minute lock screen.
I'm like 1960, 1906.
No.
There's a timer on right now for 12 hours.
For real?
I just resumed it. It was paused. Okay.
Okay, the movie starts off with Ben. He's having this dream.
Yeah.
Hey, that's you. You're
that's
Ben.
That's my name.
It's crazy, bro.
Sorry.
So Ben having this dream.
I want that to be my new ringtone whenever you text me.
So Ben is having this dream. Jeez, I've talked for 20 seconds about this dream. Yeah. And it's like a bunch of panels and like weird like spacecraft stuff or whatever. Wakes up and he tells his friend Wolfgang, pretty dope name, played by River Phoenix, and he goes, hey, I'm having this dream or whatever. But then they go to school, he gets beat up by Steve Jackson because Steve Jackson is a jerk. Meanwhile, there's Lori, who is hubba hubba
hubba hubba.
She's there, and then so then this kid Darren helps punch Steve Jackson in the face. So then Ben is like, hey, why don't we hang out over at my friend Wolfgang's house? So they go over there. And basically, Ben's dream thing, he, like, took notes after, and he gave it to Wolfgang, and Wolfgang's, like, a scientist or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
a basement scientist.
Basement scientist. Like, he hasn't come out yet.
Nope.
So he, that joke was really funny.
I was trying to think of something to bounce off that joke, but I don't want to say anything.
Okay. Okay. So, they're like... So then Wolfgang's like, hey, Ben, I think I found out what this is. Check this out. So he like puts it on his computer. All of a sudden, this little blue ball starts shooting around the room and destroying stuff. And then it like escapes and breaks through the neighborhood and then comes back or whatever. And they try to contain it. Okay, I'm going to skip a little bit. I can't really remember or whatever. But basically, they get it to the point where the ball becomes this big ball. And,
big ball!
And Wolfgang gets stuck in it and starts floating around. So then Ben... Darren and Wolfgang have this brilliant idea to make this like an explorer thing. Like they get in it and they explore and do stuff.
Yeah.
And check out things. And they're trying to like figure out what these dreams are all about.
It's
right?
Airtight.
It's airtight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they go somewhere. They pick up a carnival thing. They basically make a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
So they make a spaceship and then they fly around town. They go to a drive-in. And then a helicopter, two guys in a helicopter are like, whoa, is that a UFO?
Did you say helicopter?
Helicopter?
A helicopter?
A Hello Kitty?
It said helicopter.
Hello.
Out of there. Yeah.
Yeah.
because there's a cop in the helicopter. So there's they said, "Hello, cop, turned away."
Helicopter
turned away.
Hello, cops.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then I.
So then one of the helicops were like, they're like, "Yo, I got to figure out what this is. I used to have dreams like this."
The cop is just the helicopter.
He's just a guy. Yeah. Oh, my God. I have 2 minutes. Okay. So then he finds it. And then at this point, Darren, Ben, and Wolfgang are all like, "Yo, we got to. I think like the aliens are trying, or something outside of space is trying to like get a hold
contact
of us.
Contact us.
They're trying to contact us." So they're like, "Why don't we go for it?" They're like, "No doubt." So they get in the ship. They go up. They fly into space. And then the spacecraft comes.
Mm-hmm.
They get trapped inside the spaceship where they meet Neek and Whack. Neek and Whack. It's a girl and boy. And they basically are like, "Oh, like we studied like America. We wanted to like meet some of the people from Earth."
Mm-hmm.
And so they're
minute
just like
20 seconds.
I know. So they're like,
well,
okay, shut up. so they're like entertaining them or whatever. And then all of a sudden this big pirate ship.
Yeah.
Is like, "Hey, like you guys have Whack and Neek are like, "Yo, you guys got to leave." So mm-hmm. they're like, "Okay, why?" And then all of a sudden this big alien comes out and it's like,
It's their dad.
Yeah. It's their dad. And they're yelling at the kids for making the Earth kids, like sending the Earth kids to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they go home or whatever. And then they crash land into the water. The ship sinks or the airship, the airtight spaceship.
Yes,
sinks into the river. Meanwhile, Lori,
the ATSP.
Meanwhile, Lori, otherwise known as the Thunder Road, Lori apparently knows now the girl that
Lori's the Thunder Road.
Lori is the Thunderbolt.
Thunder Road is the spaceship.
I have 18 seconds.
Yeah, and you're getting it wrong.
So then, whatever. So then, what happens? God, they go into a dream, and I guess they're sending him again. And then Lori's like, "Hey, me too. I'm flying." And then that's the movie. That's the movie.
Bro, that's the movie.
Yeah.
You know why she's in the dream at the end? You know why?
Because of the dream thing that he got?
Because of the picture that he showed the alien. So now they know who she is. I guess.
Is that really why?
Maybe.
I thought it was because he was when she started dreaming about all that, he held the dream thing. It said, "What dreams are made of?"
It's what dreams are made of.
This is what dreams are made of. Hey now. This is what dreams.
Who sings that song?
You don't know?
I don't know.
It's the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Oh.
I've got somebody to love.
See, I was picturing.
I've got
Miss Lizzie
somebody
McGuire.
To love. This is what dreams are made of. And then black hair Lizzie hold on. Then black hair Lizzie McGuire comes out and goes, I can see the world at the time. Huh? Have you not seen the Lizzie McGuire movie?
Nope.
How'd you know
this song? Isn't she a cartoon? Isn't Lizzie McGuire a cartoon?
You really don't know.
Oh, no.
I'm drinking more lemon juice.
What is the Lizzie McGuire lore? Why is she a cartoon? Why is she real? Why do I know that song if I've never watched the show?
I don't know how you know the song.
Hey, now. You're an all-star. Sorry.
Idiot. No, so the thing with Lizzie McGuire.
No, I'm kidding.
The thing with Lizzie McGuire is that, like, she is living her normal life, like, in human form, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then she has these like thoughts
in human form.
It's like Diary. Hold on. It's like Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah.
Okay. So where Greg sometimes you see Greg Heffley in the cartoon.
Yes.
While he's actual live action.
But I'd argue that he's still a human in the drawings. You said human form. I thought like we were going like Power Rangers or something like that. Like human form into like freaking Lizard, Falcon. Rhino, and then you know what I'm saying?
No. Okay. Don't. Basically, it's like her, like, inner thoughts, but just, like, coming out, like, via cartoon.
Oh.
Okay? Like, she never interacts with the cartoon at all.
Okay. So it wasn't like they made a movie and then they made a cartoon TV show.
Correct. The whole thing is a movie with cartoon in it.
Oh, like Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
I knew you were going to do it. As soon as you said, oh, I like knew you were going to say, you freaking idiot. Okay.
Ooh, I just rubbed my contact out of my eyeball.
Aw, you squirt some lemon juice in it.
Yeah, for sure. What if I did?
You're an idiot.
For the content.
Honestly? No, you wouldn't do it. I was going to say, we need an Instagram post.
No, oh, I'm about to do it. My contact is going to fall out of my eyeball.
Okay, well. All right, do you want me to tell you some fun facts about this movie?
Yep.
While you're over there crying.
Well, I'm blind over here.
Okay, so this movie was flying rushed.
Blind. Yeah.
I read a couple things, and it said, I didn't write this one down, but I remembered it as I was watching the movie. Apparently, like, the last, like, 10 minutes was, like, improvised. Like, the actors went on set and was, like, and they were basically, like, do what you think was going to happen in the movie.
They were in space, though.
No, they were, like, in the flying thing or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were in, like, that flying sequence. And apparently that was just, like, them doing, like, oh, no, just do what you think would happen.
So
and,
were they?
And that's what came out.
Were they penning the script during production? Because usually they write the script and then they produce the movie.
Yeah, so they were trying to get it out. So they were trying to have a July release date.
Okay.
1985.
Yeah.
They were trying to get it out by
because they thought
a lot of people would go see like a fun kid exploring movie.
Yeah. In the summer.
So they tried to rush it. Mm-hmm. Problem is, the reason why this movie didn't do too good in the box office is because it came out one day before the Live Aid concert. Do you know what the Live Aid concert
is? Oh, the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, where all of the artists
Queen.
Are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, Queen, but everyone was there. And that was like I think it was like a two-day event or whatever, but a lot of artists, like the biggest artists of the 80s.
Oh, okay, that puts this in a time capsule. Like, that puts it in perspective.
Yes.
Like, this was the day before the Live Aid concert. Got
but
you. Okay.
This movie came out 9 days after Back to the Future. And Back to the Future
was pretty successful, I thought.
The 1985 movie of the year, pretty much.
Oh.
So, this movie didn't do too good because, I mean, given the circumstances, they wanted a July release date, but they couldn't because, or they could, they did it, but they weren't even thinking, like, oh, shoot, everyone's favorite music is playing this weekend. No one's going to go see our movie. And also, the biggest movie of 1985 just happened 9 days ago.
So they put, this was bad marketing on their part.
Pretty much.
They put children up against Live Aid and Doc.
And Marty McFly.
And Marty McFly and Doc. And I was going to call it a Mandalorian. It's not a Mandalorian.
A DeLorean. Yeah.
And a DeLorean. A time-traveling DeLorean.
DeLorean.
They had a freaking spinny cart in a bubble trying to go up against a DeLorean.
Yep. Yep.
No thanks.
So that's what happened.
Gotcha.
Wow. I have two more fun facts. River Phoenix didn't want to play the nerd.
Who did he want to play? The bad boy?
He wanted to play the main character.
Oh, the...
That sounds like a very River Phoenix kind of move.
He's dead now. You can't speak ill of the dead?
I can't. You're right. Okay.
I don't know. Well, he
was
a
great actor.
He didn't play the main character in Stand By Me.
Yeah, are you... I mean... I don't know, man. The main kid like was like the narrator of the story. But the main was him.
You know what? Real quick, think about Ethan Hawke and River Phoenix flipping roles in this movie. I feel like
really
what
cool.
You don't like about Ethan Hawke as a main character would be good as the nerd.
Yeah.
Bro.
I don't know.
Bro.
It was weird seeing River
Phoenix.
Was
Ethan Hawke bigger than River Phoenix at the time?
No. Get this. This is my last one.
Yeah.
This movie was Ethan Hawke's first acting role.
Really?
And you know what the thing is? Is that he went in? Oh, Ethan Hawke went in with someone else that was auditioning for the main character's role, but that kid didn't get it. So Ethan Hawke went with this kid to the audition.
Yeah,
that kid auditioned, but the director said, "I want him," and that kid never acted.
Oh,
so and that's Ethan Hawke. That's our Ethan
Hawke.
That's
crazy.
And we know. Yeah,
that also happened with real quick. You know the movie Mad Max. Like the first one, new one, but like the older ones.
I haven't seen it, but yes.
So Mel Gibson, when it drove his buddy to the audition, and Mel Gibson had gotten in like a bar fight the day before, so like he had a huge black eye.
Okay.
And the director saw him, or the casting director saw Mel Gibson in the background. They're like, hey, we want that guy instead.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Wow.
Funny. That I guess that happens more than you'd think.
I always get Mel Gibson and Mel Brooks mixed up.
Who is Mel Brooks?
I felt Mel Brooks is in Spaceballs, isn't he?
Maybe? Is Mel Brooks the dad in Casper?
No, you're thinking of Bill Paxton? Bill... No.
No, no, Bill Paxton is an Alien and Terminator and Predator.
No, dude, it's not Mel Gibson.
No.
Or Mel Brooks. Who's Mel Brooks?
Were you talking about Casper, where the girl and the dad move in?
Yeah.
I love that movie. We got to do that movie for Halloween next year. But
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks. Why did a picture of Jack Frost pop up? Oh, Mel Brooks is old.
Is he? Show me.
He's old, old.
Yeah, I'm thinking the third one. That's the face I recognize him as.
I don't recognize his face.
Did you ever see Spaceballs?
Yeah, it's listed.
He was in Spaceballs.
I don't recognize his face.
Well, here's another thing. I don't know any other movie that Ethan Hawke is in. I've never seen Ethan Hawke in any other movie.
I mean, you don't like horror movies, so you haven't seen Sinister yet. But he was in Training Day with Denzel Washington. I'm not going to list all the Ethan Hawke movies.
Weird. When they said this is Ethan Hawke's first movie,
I'm trying to think of one that you've seen him in, though, because
he's big. Is he like an A-list or B-list?
Okay. You have seen him in the past. Do you know where you've seen him?
Yeah.
You saw him in the Moon Knight trailer. He's the villain in the Moon Knight trailer.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Really?
It's okay. Oscar Isaac and Ethan Hawke going head-to-head, toe-to-toe, moon tonight.
This will be cool because that,
day tonight.
Because this, 11-year-old kid had no idea how to act, and now he's going to be in Moon Knight.
That's cool. That's cool. That's pretty cool.
Okay, then and now.
Then and now, yeah, I'll go since I saw it when I was a child.
Yes. I have not seen this movie then. That's my then. I'll just say that.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Okay. So, this is a movie. My family didn't buy a lot of movies or, rent a lot of movies. You just, what we had on DVD is what we'd watch, so that's why I've watched the same movies over and over again.
Yeah, same. I mean, all these movies were from my childhood.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, bro. I had The Dark Knight. I had The Incredibles, and that's it. And maybe Cars.
This is the Cars.
Oh, I definitely had.
Read that.
Definitely had Straight Outta Compton as a kid. Did you sneak that in there?
I was 11 years old when it came out in 2015.
It's Little Rascals, Incredibles, Cars, Straight Out of Compton.
DVD rack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll stop touching your rack.
Season 2, we're going to have all the movies that we watched for season 1.
Yeah.
Right here.
Right there.
Season 1's almost over, by the way.
If you guys know anybody who owns the Drake and Josh Christmas special on DVD... Ship it to us.
Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
But seriously, if you know anyone, Matt Fulton, I'm talking to you. If you know anyone or if you yourself
have in your basement
owns Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh, 2008, please, dear Lord, please
send it to
PO
us.
PO Box at Reeled In Podcast.
Or to him. You could send him the DVD and me the cover.
That's fine. We'll make it work. That's totally fine. We just need the cover.
You could just keep the DVD.
We just need the cover. Honestly,
You could take the piece of paper out
if
of the
anyone
cover
out there is listening, please give us the Merry Christmas Drake and Josh cover.
SOS,
please.
Soon as possible. So when I was a kid,
yeah, tell me that.
This is one of the movies that we bought on DVD.
Okay.
And I wanted to read the case, but my dad was so stubborn about not knowing anything about going into the movie that he's like, you can't see the case. I'm like, honestly, who's in it? He's like, nope, you can't see the case. My mom's like, let him see the case. And my dad's like, no. He's like, the best way to watch a movie is to not know anything about it going in. And so he put it in his shirt and sat on the couch.
Real?
I'm like, okay.
Well, how old were you?
I was 9 or 10. I was pretty young when I watched this movie.
Okay.
But then we all watched it together, and it was Explorer, so I thought Indiana Jones, they'll be in a desert.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, they're going to space. Okay. And I liked it a lot. I grew up with it. I watched it a lot growing up, and I always wanted to be Darren. I thought that was the coolest name. I wanted my name to be Darren.
Yeah.
Which weird. I wasn't a bad boy at all growing up, so I don't know why I wanted to be
Darren
so bad. I just thought he was so cool.
He didn't have a whole lot of lines in this movie, if you think about it.
Nah, he's just kind of there. He's like, what's the bully's name?
Steve Jackson.
Steve Jackson's a jerk.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
You know? Get off of him, elephant tied his butt or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
as a quote. Scott, you gotta have the elephantitis quote in there.
I don't.
Tanner.
Sorry.
Tanner.
I don't.
That's the best line of the movie, and you don't have it in the quotes?
I got a couple more.
But I watched it a lot as a kid.
Okay.
And I liked Darren, and I thought the aliens were cool. Hmm. And watching it again, what do you think about it, watching it again? It was weird.
You said you watched it twice.
I did watch it twice.
Yeah.
Because the first time I watched it, I felt like I was just the younger me watching it again. Okay. I wasn't, like, thinking about...
With adult eyes.
Yeah, I was just, like, watching it. I just, like, had it on. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know this movie. And then I sat down and watched it again, actually. And I thought it was a really good movie. Hmm. You know? We said that a lot in this podcast. It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
But I thought this was a... I don't know if it aged very well in terms of, like, how it looks. But you said it was a rush production.
Yeah.
That
could have been why.
But... Yeah, I don't know. It's simple. Boys figure out that they can have a spaceship and they go to space. Like, it's so cool. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. And they really go all out with the science fiction part of it, like, at the very end. It's like Ethan Hawke's imagination, you know, because he has a TV alien spaceship thing on. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's exactly what he thought it would be like, you know, going to space and seeing, like, they're all green, like he would see on TV.
Yep.
So I thought that was kind of cool. It lived up to his expectations. He wasn't let down. That's a different movie. Like, what if he went to space and it was just like nothing?
Yeah.
You know, like, he was just super bored with it. Like, these people are boring. But no, he was like blown away. He's pretty cool people.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke's first acting role. Didn't know that. He did a pretty good first acting role.
I don't know any of his other acting roles.
Yeah, that's
so
fair. That's fair.
That's probably why.
He's in a movie called First Reformed where he plays a pastor. It's pretty good.
It's good.
Pretty good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, I wish I had more to say about it, but I just genuinely had a good time watching it. I thought it was fun.
I feel like those movies, like the Stand By Me, the Aliens in the Attic, the ones where the kids are like doing an adventure together.
Yeah,
I feel like those are some of the best movies because they're just
sure.
So like, I don't know. As a kid, you watch it, you're like, man, like me and my friends could do that, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I felt like that was a lot in this movie too.
Yeah.
It was very much like, oh, we're doing something the parents don't know,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
The coding or, like, the dream sequences looked really bad. I will
say
that.
Oh, for sure.
I didn't realize that as a kid, but I watched this and I'm like, holy cow, that's like 2D animation.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I do have and there was one other factor I forgot to include.
Yeah.
I didn't write down, but I remember
this.
So, you know, the opening scene where he, like, wakes up from his dream and, like, a TV is, like, going bananas.
Yeah. Like, B-A-N-A-N-A-S, yeah.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S, bananas.
This TV is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S, this TV is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S,
this TV. I'll stop.
So,
anyway,
yeah, thanks.
The TV's bananas.
But the TV was going like, had a lot of like...
Bananas.
had a lot of war sounds.
Yes.
So that was actually the War of the Worlds broadcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was just interesting. I read something else, too. I should have just wrote everything I read about this. But this is, like, one of the first, like, movies where they had Easter eggs. This was, like, one of the first movies where considered Easter eggs.
Like
there's
what?
There's that War of the Worlds, which is kind of crazy. But mm-hmm. then also the alien, like, said, like, a ton of stuff from different things in the past.
Oh, okay.
But then another one was...
like pop culture references or, like, sci-fi references or both?
Pop culture. Or just, like, remember how the alien was just saying a bunch of, like, things in different voices?
Yeah.
He was, like, taking quotes from, like, Jimmy Carson or Jimmy Carter.
Oh, he did the whole stand-up bit.
Yeah. That, and then there's also one part where River Phoenix is, like, he's in the spaceship with them.
Mm-hmm.
And
Tell.
He's in their own spaceship. He's in the
Thunder Road.
The Thunder Road.
Yep.
And the alien thing turns on again. He goes... They're here.
It was
from another...
Poltergeist,
that's right. Yep. So it was like a bunch of Easter eggs in this movie, which
fun.
Is kind of cool. But
fun.
So yeah. My then, I didn't watch this movie as a kid. But now, I liked it. It was a good movie.
And yes!
If there's anybody who's like, yo, I remember this movie from the 80s when I was a kid called The Explorers. Let me look it up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a ton of views.
That's true. We're like one of the only. Yeah.
You just told me tonight which one of our episodes has the most views. Which one was it?
The Pooh's Heffalump Adventure.
Yeah, that sucks.
Has the most views on our channel.
Matt Fulton, why are you watching that one on repeat?
Why have you watched it 73 times?
73?
Matt?
You said it's 73 views?
No, I said there's 74, so I asked Matt Fulton why he watched it 73 times.
There's 74 views?
Yeah.
What the heck? Why? I wonder if there's any other comments.
We'll read
that later.
Hey, guys, 74 views. We're blowing up.
We're doing great.
We're doing good. We're doing pretty good.
Shout out to all 17 of our subscribers.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Really appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Guys. Thanks, guys.
Including Matt Fulton. This is like the third Matt Fulton. Because I feel like we didn't shout you out the last couple episodes. So.
Andrew doesn't know who you are. Did we talk about?
Oh, yeah. Andrew was here last week.
Yeah. What do you guys think of that?
That was fun.
That was a short episode.
It's like when on Blue's Clues, when Steve's cousin came.
Oh, he said, "Well, I'm."
And it's my outro.
Yeah, Steve's going to college. Tanner's
but
going
I was
gonna to...
say, the storyline was cute. I always liked the, like I said earlier, I always liked the like kids teaming up doing something. But one thing I couldn't get past, like I finished the movie and I was like, "What the heck was that?" Was the whole like, why was the cop storyline needed?
I thought that same thing.
Isn't that
too
weird? They just like stopped talking about him.
Because he had a line in the movie on the phone where he said, I haven't had dreams like this since I was a kid. So
they tried reaching him.
Reaching him, and then they're... Sorry.
Interesting.
I have some lemon juice on my thumb.
Oh, you're okay.
They tried reaching him, and now they're trying to reach Ethan Hawke, which makes me think, what if the police officer...
Is his dad.
No, like legit. What if it's his dad?
He said in the movie that his parents get along just fine.
No, but like, what if the mom had like
an affair?
You're
claiming that he had an affair.
I'm claiming that his mother had an affair with this police officer.
Okay.
And then through blood, through DNA, that's why Ethan Hawke is now having these visions.
I hate this a lot.
So I'm just saying, there's scandal involved.
I don't know, bro.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't even know.
There's layers to this movie.
I don't want to get into that.
Fair.
Okay. Fair. But yeah, so that was my one complaint with the now. But other than that, I liked the movie. River Phoenix is, shout R.I.P. out. That dude was an awesome actor for his time. Yeah. I think he would have gone on to do great things.
Well, his brother, Joaquin Phoenix, is one of my favorite actors.
He's killing it.
Yeah.
He does great stuff.
He's got a good lineup coming
Joaquin
up.
Joaquin younger or older?
Younger.
I thought he was younger. Okay.
Younger. But Wallace said River was, he played young Indiana Jones.
He was in Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. He was in this. What else?
He's been in a couple other, I can't remember what else.
What else was he in?
I do remember another one, but I can't think of what it is.
I'm just picturing long hair.
RIP to a legend, man. Okay. I got some quotes for us.
Elephantitis, booty.
I don't have that quote.
Okay.
But I do have these other quotes. Ready?
Yep.
Did mommy bake you a sauerkraut sandwich for lunch?
I mean, delicious in my book.
Honestly, yeah.
I'd eat that.
Smooth move, X-Lax.
What's X-Lax?
I don't know, but I thought it was pretty fun. I hope it's not inappropriate.
I don't know.
If you broke my Walkman, you're dead. Yeah. That's such an 80s line, dude.
If you break my Walkman, you're dead.
This one I thought was funny. Johan, keep your projectiles to yourself.
Yeah. Keep your projectiles to yourself. What accent did they have?
I don't even know.
Were they like German?
I think actually they did say a German something.
Yeah.
Or what was the treat that they had? What was that? Greek. It was a Greek sweet.
That was a Greek sweet. Yeah. It was.
You're a Greek sweet.
Thanks,
you know?
Bro. Give me some.
No.
Okay.
You're such a. Can I just talk about this for a second?
You're
such a Greek sweet,
dude.
You know how to. you're so sweet. And you're Greek, you know?
I'm Dutch.
You're Dutch, too?
I'm Dutch, too.
You got a Dutch sweet. You're so sweet. That's all I'm going to say.
I think a Dutch sweet.
Hey, you're sweet. You're a Greek sweet in my book.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's go on.
A Dutch sweet would have a lot of almonds in it.
Almonds? What's an almond?
Almond. Almond?
Almond. What, you
almond?
Ever heard Hershey with almonds?
Almond.
Almonds.
Almond.
Not Are you dumb and stupid? Almond?
Almond.
Almond?
Almonds. Hold on a second. Almonds or almonds?
Almonds. Not almonds.
Almonds.
Who's almond? Almond sounds like your old neighbor next door.
Almond, Simon, and Theodore.
Almond and the chipmunks.
Wait.
What?
It is almond. I know. I've been saying that.
Oh, man. All right. Hold on. We got one more. Ready?
Okay.
I watched 4 episodes of Lassie before I figured out why that little hairy kid never spoke. Lassie's about a dog, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen Lassie, so I was just wondering. Okay. Traumatizing
skill. What do you think of aliens? What do you think?
They were kind of cool. Pretty like, obviously, like, I feel like
kind of slimy looking creatures, huh?
Yeah, but I also like Whack. I like Whack a lot because he reminded me of like the Mask. He reminded me of Jim Carrey. He reminded me of
Beetlejuice.
He was just super like goofy, and I love that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Even when he tried to be serious, it was still like funny. You know? So, but yeah, that's why I thought of the aliens.
For
I thought
sure.
It was funny. But all right, traumatizing skill.
Ooh.
Tell me.
When I was a kid, was I traumatized by anything in this movie?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
I don't think so. This is my, remember my face I was talking about? Is it good? how far, you know, whatever.
Sorry, I'm here, I'm listening.
Do you just drink the rest of it? Looks like you're having numb flashbacks.
I still have something left.
My
mic keeps turning. Go ahead.
This is the phase when I was a child that I was afraid of, like, dreams and, like, not waking up from my dreams, like, being stuck in my dreams forever. So this whole movie was about dreams. Mm. So when I was a kid, like, personally, I was a little nervous about that thought, like, dreams having more meaning to them.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But zero.
Good.
Zero, just because... To anybody else, any sane human being would be like, no, this is just a good movie.
Yeah, I would give it a 1.
A 1?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't like the part where it was like the spider looking.
Oh, the spider?
Spider looking like robot thing or whatever. And it like.
That scanned
out
them
and like
sniffed
and
them
like
up.
Smelled, and then like turned Ethan Hawke around and started like patting his butt.
Yeah.
That part was like traumatizing, but not in a scary way.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to dig it any deeper into that, right?
Otherwise, I'll be like Ethan Hawke. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. Rotten Tomatoes gave this a 75.
Good job, RT.
My Tottenham Mayos, I would give this a 70 because I think it was good, but I also think that if they had more time, it would have been a lot better. I think if they took their time, if they didn't push for a July release date, I think it would have been really, really good.
Mm.
They would have given it more. They would have reshot stuff. They would have added more.
See, I didn't
feel. They would have finished the storyline for the cop.
I didn't feel like, you know what? Maybe that's why. Because it did feel a little unfinished.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was in it.
I don't either. And they like listed him as one of like the top actors.
Well, he's a famous actor.
Is he?
He was in.
What's his name? Dick Miller
stuff.
Or something like that?
I'm not sure.
I think that's what his name was, but
I'm not sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I'll give this movie 8 out of 10 balls.
Why?
Why balls? Because of the
blue ball thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give it 8 out of 10 airtight blue balls. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So another thing I was gonna bring up too is how weird they like advertise gum in this movie. You know, is that
the
dog liked gum?
Oh, you didn't put this quote in here, but when Darren,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, he says, "I don't know why he just likes gum." Next Sunday, I'm gonna teach him how to blow bubbles.
Yeah, I do remember
that one. That was a good one. That was a good one.
So yeah, my Tottenham Romeo is a 70. Yours was an 80.
Yeah, I'll 80. Give it 80%. I like this movie a lot.
Okay, man. Do you have any closing remarks?
Man, what do you think the theme of this movie was? Because at the very end, the lady alien is like, we all have parents. But I'm like, that's not what this movie's about. It's not about their parents.
At all.
But like, that was the last
Ben's
quote.
Mom had like 30 seconds of screen time.
Yeah. My mom? Oh, I literally thought you were talking about my mother. You're talking about Ethan Hawke's mom. Yes, yeah.
Well, actually,
Wolfgang's parents rented a decent amount, but the movie
was
also
the mom was famous. The mom's in Home Alone 2.
Really?
As one of the people at the hotel. Yeah.
Yes. Also,
Professor McGonagall. Wait, no. That's a different actress.
Different, yeah. But also, Darren's parents were
not in it at all.
Not in it. But he had a bad home life because he's like, oh, my dad's home. Guess he didn't get that job.
Yeah.
So it kind of was about their parents.
Darren had no parents. And Ben had one parent.
Ben had his mom.
But maybe two if the cop is the father.
Yes. Was Ben's dad in the movie at all?
No.
She's a single mother.
No, they said.
She's a single mother.
No.
The cop is the dad.
You want to plug? Do you have any other things you want to say?
Nah, good stuff. Good stuff. Way to.
Good this, stuff. This movie good stuff.
This movie explored my heart good. Once again.
Explored my heart.
Tanner, what are your last closing remarks?
It was a good movie.
You can follow me at LaCroix Boy Ben on Instagram. Also, officially.
Here we go.
Officially, you
what the heck?
You can follow, you can.
God,
you. I'm taking the mic off because I'm so
sure that we're still in. Go ahead, you're good.
Yeah, for sure.
Gotta take the mic.
You can follow Night of the Living Jam.
Cool.
That's what it's called, Night of the Living Jam. That's the music show I've been talking about. We got a new name. We have. We have 4 episodes up at this point.
Camera turned off.
Yeah, camera turned off. Follow it. If you like music, do it. We have a stand-up comedy episode coming out next week or in 2 weeks, but it's explicit. So watch it with your kids.
Don't watch it with your kids.
Watch it with all your kids.
Okay, so anyway. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tanner Reckledge. You can listen to Talk Time with Tandrew, Reel It In, and Grow and Go. And also check out my song on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you listen to music, called North Carolina. Tanner Joseph is my name. That was great.
What if?
Shut up.
I left town and started over.
What?
What if I left all of this behind? What if I grew up and changed my number?
Next week's movie is Stuart Little. What if I left town and kept it real?
Whoa!